The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order. Chapter 16, Praise of King Prithu by the Professional Reciters. Text 1, Maitreya Uvacha Iti Bruhanam Nipatim Gayaka Muni Chodita Tustavus Tustamanasas Tadvag Amrita Sevaya. Synonyms: Maitreya Uvacha, the great sage Maitreya said, Iti thus, Bruvahanam, speaking, Nipatim, the king, Gayaka, the reciters, Muni, by the sages, Chodita, having been instructed, Tustavu, praised, satisfied, Tusta, being pleased, Manasab, their minds, Tat, his, Vak, words, Amrita, nectarian, Sevaya, by hearing. Translation: The great sage Maitreya continued, while King Prithu spoke, the humility of his nectarian speeches pleased the reciters very much. Then again they continued to praise the king highly with exalted prayers, as they had been instructed by the great sages. Purport: Here, the word Muni Chodita indicates instructions received from great sages and saintly persons. Although Maharaj Prithu was simply enthroned on the royal seat and was not at the time exhibiting his godly powers, the reciters, like the Sutta, the Magadha, and the Vandi, understood that King Prithu was incarnation of God. They could understand this by the instructions given by the great sages and learned brahmanas. We have to understand the incarnations of God by the instructions of authorized persons. We cannot manufacture a God by our own concoctions. As stated by Narottam Das Thakur, Sadhu Shastra Guru, one has to test all spiritual matters according to the instructions of saintly persons, scriptures, and the spiritual master. The spiritual master is one who follows the instructions of his predecessors, namely the sadhus, or saintly persons. A bona fide spiritual master does not mention anything which not mentioned in the authorized scriptures. Ordinary people have to follow the instructions of Sadhu Shastra and Guru. Those statements made in the Shastras and those made by the bona fide Sadhu and Guru cannot differ from one another. Reciters like the Sutta and the Magadha were confidentially aware that King Prithu was an incarnation of the personality of Godhead. Although the king denied such praise because at that time he was not exhibiting his godly qualities, the reciters did not stop praising him. And rather, they were very pleased with the king who, although actually an incarnation of God, was so humble and delightful in his dealings with devotees. In this connection, we may note that previously, 4.15.21, it was mentioned that King Prithu was smiling and was in a pleasant mood while speaking to the reciters. Thus, we have to learn from the Lord or His incarnation how to become gentle and humble. The king's behavior was very pleasing to the reciters, and consequently the reciters continued their praise and even foretold the king's future activities as they had been instructed by the sadhus and sages. Text 2. Nalam bayam te mahi manu varmanane yo deva varyo vatatara mayaya Venanga jatasya cha parosani te vachas putinam api bibramur dia. Synonyms: Na alam, not able, vayam we, te, your, mahima, glories, anuvarnane, in describing ya, you, who, deva, the personality of Godhead, varya, foremost, avatatara, descended Maya by his internal potencies or causeless mercy, Vena Anga, from the body of King Vena, Jatasya, who have appeared, Ja, and Paroshani, glorious activities, Te, of you, Vachapatinam, great orators, Api, although Babramu became bewildered, Dia, their minds. Translation: The reciters continued, Dear King, you are a direct incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, and by his causeless mercy you have descended to this earth. It is therefore not possible for us to actually glorify your exalted activities. Although you have appeared through the body of King Vena, even great orators and speakers like Lord Brahma and other demigods cannot exactly describe the glorious activities of your lordship. Purport. In this verse, the word Mayaya means by your causeless mercy. The Mayavadi philosophers explain the word Maya as meaning illusion or falseness. However, there is another meaning of Maya, that is causeless mercy. There are two kinds of Maya, Yoga Maya and Maha Maya. Maha Maya is an expansion of Yoga Maya, and both these Mayas are different expressions of the Lord's internal potencies. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord appears through his internal potencies, Atma Mayaya. We should therefore reject the Mayavad explanation that the Lord appears in a body given by the external potency, the material energy. The Lord and his incarnation are fully independent and can appear anywhere and everywhere by virtue of the internal potency. Although born out of the so-called dead body of King Vena, King Prithu was still an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the Lord's internal potency. The Lord can appear in any family. Sometimes he appears as a fish incarnation, Matsya avatar, or a boar incarnation, Varaha avatar. Thus, the Lord is completely free and independent to appear anywhere and everywhere by his internal potency. It is stated that Ananta, an incarnation of the Lord who has unlimited mouths, cannot reach the end of his glorification of the Lord, although Ananta has been describing the Lord since time immemorial. So what to speak of demigods like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and others? It is said that the Lord is Shivivirinchinutam, always worshipped by demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. If the demigods cannot find adequate language to express the glories of the Lord, then what to speak of others? Consequently, reciters like the Sutta and Magadha felt inadequate to speak about King Prithu. By glorifying the Lord with exalted verses, one becomes purified. Although we are unable to offer prayers to the Lord in an adequate fashion, our duty is to make the attempt in order to purify ourselves. It is not that we should stop our glorification, because demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva cannot adequately glorify the Lord. Rather, as stated by Prahlad Maharaj, everyone should glorify the Lord according to his own ability. If we are serious and sincere devotees, the Lord will give us the intelligence to offer prayers properly. Text 3. Atapi udara shravasha pritor hare kala vatarasya katamritadrita yato pandesham munibi prachodita shlaghyani karmani vayam vitan mahi. Synonyms. Atapi, nevertheless, udara, liberal, Shravasa, whose fame, Prito of King Prithu, Hare of Lord Vishnu, Kala, part of a plenary expansion, Avatarasya, incarnation, Kata, words, Amrita, nectarian, Adrita, attentive to, Yata, according to, Apadesham, instruction, Munibi, by the great sages, Prachodita, being encouraged, Shlagyani, laudable, Karmani, activities, Vayam, we, Vitan Mahi shall try to spread. Translation. Although we are unable to glorify you adequately, we nonetheless have a transcendental taste for glorifying your activities. We shall try to glorify you according to the instructions received from authoritative sages and scholars. Whatever we speak, however, is always inadequate and very insignificant. Dear King, because you are a direct incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all your activities are liberal and ever laudable. Purport. However expert one may be, he can never describe the glories of the Lord adequately. Nonetheless, those engaged in glorifying the activities of the Lord should try to do so as far as possible. Such an attempt will please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya has advised all his followers to go everywhere and preach the glories of the message of Lord Krishna. Since this message is essentially Bhagavad Gita, the preacher's duty to study Bhagavad Gita as it is understood by disciplic succession and explained by great sages and learned devotees. One should speak to the general populace in accordance with one's predecessors, sadhu, guru, and shastras. The simple process is the easiest method by which one can glorify the Lord. Devotional service, however, is the real method, for by devotional service one can satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead with just a few words. Without devotional service, volumes of books cannot satisfy the Lord. Even though preachers of the Krishna conscious movement may be unable to describe the glories of the Lord, they can nonetheless go everywhere and request people to chant Hare Krishna. Text 4. Esha dharma tam shtesto lokam dharme nivartayan. Gopa cha dharma ste tunam shastav tat paripantinam. Synonyms. Esha, this king Prithu, dharma britam, of persons executing religious activities, shtesto, the best, lokam, the whole world, dharme, in religious activities, anuvartayan, engaging them properly, Gopta, the protector, cha, also, dharma setunam, of the principles of religion, shasta, the chastiser, tat paripantinam, of those who are against religious principles. Translation. This king, Maharaj Prithu, is the best among those who are following religious principles. As such, he will engage everyone in the pursuit of religious principles and give those principles all protection. He will also be a great chastiser to the irreligious and atheistic. Purport. The duty of a king or head of the government is very nicely described in this verse. It is the duty of a governmental head to see that people follow a religious life. The king should also be strict in chastising the atheists. In other words, an atheistic or godless government should never be supported by a king or governmental chief. That is the test of good government. In the name of secular government, a king or governmental head remains neutral and allows people to engage in all sorts of irreligious activities. In such a state, people cannot be happy despite all economic development. However, in this age of Kali, there are no pious kings. Instead, rogues and thieves are elected to head the government. How can the people be happy without religion and God consciousness? The rogues exact taxes from the citizens for their own sense enjoyment, and in the future, the people will be so much harassed that, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, they will flee from their homes and country and take shelter in the forest. However, in the Kali Yuga, a democratic government can be captured by Krishna conscious people. If this can be done, the general populace can be made very happy. Text 5. Eshavai lokapalanam biparti ekas tanut tano. Kale kale yata bhagam lokayor ubayor hitam. Synonyms. Esha, this king, vai, certainly, lokapalanam, of all the demigods, bibharti, bears, eka, alone, tano, in his body, tanu, the bodies, kale kale, in course of time, yata, according to bhagam, proper share, lokayo, of the planetary systems, ubiyo, both, hitam, welfare. Translation. This king, in his own body, will be able in due course of time to maintain all living entities and keep them in a pleasant condition by manifesting himself as different demigods to perform various departmental activities. Thus, he will maintain the upper planetary system by inducing the populace to perform Vedic sacrifices. In due course of time, he will also maintain this earthly planet by discharging proper rainfall. Purport. The demigods in charge of the various departmental activities that maintain this world are but assistants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When an incarnation of Godhead descends to this planet, demigods like the sun god, the moon god, or the king of heaven, Indra, all join him. Consequently, the incarnation of Godhead is able to act for the departmental demigods to keep the planetary systems in order. The protection of the earthly planet is dependent on the proper rainfall. And as stated in Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures, sacrifices are performed to please those demigods who are in charge of rainfall. Anad bhavanti bhutani parajanyad anasambhava janad bhavati parjanyo yagnas karma sammudva. Quote, all living bodies subsist on food grains, which are produced from rains. Rains are produced by performance of yaga, sacrifice, and yaga is born of prescribed duties. End quote. Bhagavad Gita 3.14. Thus, the proper execution of yaga sacrifice is required. As indicated herein, King Prithu alone would induce all the citizens to engage in such sacrificial activities so that there would not be scarcity or distress. In Kali Yuga, however, in the so-called secular state, the executive branch of government is in charge of so-called kings and presidents who are all rascals and fools, ignorant of the intricacies of nature's causes, and ignorant of the principles of sacrifice. Such rascals simply make various plans, which always fail, and the people subsequently suffer disturbances. To counteract this situation, the Shastras advise, Hari Nam, Hari Nam, Hari Nam, Evikevalam, Kalo, Nisdeva, 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 Gatir Nita. Thus, in order to counteract this unfortunate situation in government, the general population is advised to chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Text 6. Vasu kala padate kalechanyam vimunchati sama sarveshu bhuteshu pratapan suryavad vabhu. Synonyms: Vasu, riches; Kale, in due course of time; Upadate, exacts; Kale, in due course of time; Cha, also; I am this King Prithu; Vimunchati, returns; Sama, equal; Sarveshu, to all; Bhuteshu, living entities; Pratapan, shining; Suryavat, like the sun god; Vibhu, powerful. Translation: This King Prithu will be as powerful as the sun god, and just as the sun god equally distributes his sunshine to everyone, King Prithu will distribute his mercy equally. Similarly, just as the sun god evaporates water for 8 months and during the rainy season returns it profusely, this king will also exact taxes from the citizens and return these monies in times of need. Purport: The process of tax exaction is very nicely explained in this verse. Tax exaction is not meant for the sense gratification of the so-called administrative heads. Tax revenues should be distributed to the citizens in times of need during emergencies such as famine or flood. Tax revenues should never be distributed amongst governmental servants in the form of high salaries and various other allowances. In Kali Yuga, however, the position of the citizens is very horrible because taxes are exacted in so many forms and are spent for the personal comforts of the administrators. The example of the sun in this verse is very appropriate. The sun is many millions of miles away from the earth, and although the sun does not actually touch the earth, it managed to distribute land all over the planet by extracting water from the oceans and seas, and it also manages to make that land fertile by distributing water during the rainy season. As an ideal king, King Prithu would execute all this business in the village and state as expertly as the sun. Text 7. Tikishati akraman banya upari akraman tamapi bhutanam karuna shashvad artanam kshiti vritiman. Synonyms: Tikishati, tolerates; akraman, refence; banya, the son of King Vena; upari, on his head; akramatam, of those who are trampling; apari, also; bhutanam, to all living entities; karuna, very kind-hearted; sashvat, always; artanam, to the aggrieved; kshiti vritiman, accepting the profession of the earth. Translation: This King Prithu will be very, very kind to all citizens. Even though a poor person may trample over the king's head by violating the rules and regulations, the king, out of his causeless mercy, will be forgiving and forgetful. As the protector of the world, he will be as tolerant as the earth itself. Purport: King Prithu is herein compared to the earthly planet as far as his tolerance is concerned. Although the earth is always trampled upon by men and animals, it still gives them food by producing grains, fruits, and vegetables. As an ideal king, Maharaj Prithu is compared to the earthly planet. Even though some of the citizens might violate the rules and regulations of the state, he would still be tolerant and maintain them with fruits and grains. In other words, it is the duty of the king to look after the comforts of the citizens, even at the cost of his own personal convenience. This is not the case, however, in Kali Yuga, for in Kali Yuga, the kings and heads of state will enjoy life at the cost of taxes exacted from the citizens. Such unfair taxation makes the people dishonest, and the people will try to hide their income in so many ways. Eventually, the state will not be able to collect taxes and consequently will not be able to meet its huge military and administrative expenses. Everything will collapse, and there will be chaos and disturbance all over the state. Text 8. Devi Varshati Asho Devo Naradeva Vapuhari Kricha Prana Prajahi Aisa Rakshishyati Anjasendravat. Synonyms: Devi, when the demigod Indra of Varshati does not supply rains, Asho, that; Deva, Maharaj Prithu; Naradev, of the king; Vapu, having a body, the body; Hari, the supreme personality of Godhead; Kricha Prana, suffering living entities; Praja, the citizens; he, certainly; Asa, this Rakshasyati will protect Anjasa very easily, Indravat, like King Indra. Translation, when there is no rainfall and the citizens are in great danger due to the scarcity of water, this royal personality of Godhead will be able to supply rains, exactly like the heavenly King Indra. Thus, he will very easily be able to protect the citizens from drought. Report, King Prithu is very appropriately compared to the sun and the demigod Indra. King Indra of the heavenly planets is in charge of distributing water over the earth and other planetary systems. It is indicated that King Prithu would arrange for the distribution of rainfall personally if Indra failed to discharge his duty properly. Sometimes the king of heaven, Indra, would become angry at the inhabitants of the earth if they did not offer sacrifices to appease him. King Prithu, however, being an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, did not depend on the mercy of the heavenly king. It is foretold herein that there would be a scarcity of rain, if there would be. King Prithu would manage to counteract the deficiency by virtue of his godly powers. Such powers were also exhibited by Lord Krishna when he was present in Vrindavan. Indeed, when Indra poured incessant water on Vrindavan for 7 days, the inhabitants were protected by Krishna, who raised Govardhan Hill over their heads as a giant umbrella. Thus, Lord Krishna is also known as Govardhandari. Text 9. Upya yav yati asho lokam vadanam rita murtina sanura gava lokena visada smrita charana. Synonyms. Apya yati enhances asho hi lokan, the whole world, vadana by his face, amrita murtina, moon-like, sa anuraga, affectionate, avalokena, with glances, vishada, bright, smrita, smiling, charuna, beautiful. Translation. This king, Prithu Maharaj, by virtue of his affectionate glances and beautiful moon-like face, which is always smiling with great affection for the citizens, will enhance everyone's peaceful life. Text 10. Avyakta vartmaisa niguda karyo gambira veda upagupta vita ananta mahatmya gunaika dharma prithu pacheta evas samvritatma. Synonyms. Avyakta, unmanifest, vartma, his policies, Asha, this king, niguda, confidential, karya, his activities, gambira, grave, secret, veda, his accomplishing, Upagupta, secretly kept, Vita, his treasury, Ananta, unlimited, Mahatmya, of glories, Guna, of good qualities, Ekadam, the only reservoir, Prithu, King Prithu, Pracheta, Varuna, the king of the seas, Eva, like, Samvrita, covered, Atma, self. Translation, the reciters continued, no one will be able to understand the policies the king will follow. His activities will also be very confidential, and it will not be possible for anyone to know how he will make every activity successful. His treasury will always remain unknown to everyone. He will be the unlimited reservoir of unlimited glories and good qualities, and his position will be maintained and covered just as Varuna, the deity of the seas, is covered by all around by water. Report. There is a predominating deity for all the material elements, and Varuna, or Pracheta, is the predominating deity of the seas and the oceans. From outward appearance, the seas and oceans are devoid of life, but a person acquainted with the sea knows that within the water there exist many varieties of life. The king of that underwater kingdom is Varuna. Just as no one can understand what is going on beneath the sea, so no one could understand what policy King Prithu was following to make everything successful. Indeed, King Prithu's path of diplomacy was very grave. His success was made possible because he was a reservoir of unlimited glorified qualities. The word Upagupta Vitta is very significant in this verse. It indicates that no one would know the extent of the riches of King Prithu would confidentially keep. The idea is that not only the king but everyone should keep his hard-earned money confidentially and secretly so that in due course of time the money can be spent for good practical purposes. In Kali Yuga, however, the king or government has no well-protected treasury, and the only means of circulation is currency notes made of paper. Thus, in times of distress, the government artificially inflates the currency simply by printing papers, and this artificially raises the price of commodities, and the general condition of the citizens becomes very precarious. Thus, keeping one's money very secretly is an old practice, for we find this practice present even during the reign of Maharaj Prithu. Just as the king has the right to keep his treasury confidential and secret, the people should also keep their individual earnings a secret. There is no fault in such dealings. The main point is that everyone should be trained in the system of Varnashram Dharma so that the money is spent for good causes and nothing else. Text 11. Durasada durvisaha asano pi vidurvavat naiva vidvat vidha vitum shakyo vinarani utito nala. Synonyms. Durasada, unapproachable. Durvisada, durvisaha, unbearable. Asana, being approached. Api, although. Viduravat, as if far away. Na, never. Eva, certainly. Abiva, bhavitum, to be overcome. Shakya, able. Vena, King Vena. Arani, the wood that produces fire. Uthita, being born of. Alana, la, fire. Translation. King Prithu was born of the dead body of King Vena, as fire is produced from Arani wood. Thus, King Prithu will remain just like fire, and his enemies will not be able to approach him. Indeed, he will be unbearable to his enemies, for although staying very near him, they will never be able to approach him, but will have to remain as if far away. No one will be able to overcome the strength of King Prithu. Purport. Arani wood is a kind of fuel used to ignite fire by friction. At the time of performing sacrifices, one can ignite a fire from Arani wood. Although born from his dead father, King Prithu would remain just like fire. Just as fire is not easily approached, King Prithu would be unapproachable by his enemies, even though they would appear to be very near him. Text 12. Antarbahis chabutanam pasyan karmani charanai. Udashina vadyaksho vair atmevadeinam. Synonyms. Anta, did internally, bahi, externally, cha, and bhutanam, of living entities, pasyan, seeing, karmani, activities, charanai, by spies, udashina, neutral, eva, like, adyaksha, the witness, vayu, the life of air of life, atma, the living force, eva, like, dehinam, of all the embodied. Translation. King Prithu will be able to see all the internal and external activities of every one of his citizens. Still, no one will be able to know his system of espionage, and he himself will remain neutral regarding all matters of glorification or vilification paid to him. He will be exactly like air, the life force within the body, which is exhibited internally and externally, but is always neutral to all affairs. Text 13. Nandandiyam dandayatyesha sutam atma dvishamapi dandayatyatmajamapi dandiyam dharma pate stita. Synonyms. Na, not andandiyam, not punishable. Dandayati, punishes. Esha, this king. Sutam, the son. Atma dvisham, of his enemies. Api, even. Dandayati, he punishes. Atmajam, his own son. Api, even. Dandiyam, punishable. Dharmapate, on the path of piety. Stita, being situated. Translation. Since this king will always remain on the path of piety, he will be neutral to both his son and the son of his enemy. If the son of his enemy is not punishable, he will not punish him. But if his own son is punishable, he will immediately punish him. Purport. These are the characteristics of an impartial ruler. It is the duty of a ruler to punish the criminal and give protection to the innocent. King Prithu was so neutral that if his own son were punishable, he would not hesitate to punish him. On the other hand, if the son of his enemy were innocent, he would not engage in some kind of intrigue in order to punish him. Text 14. Asya prati hatam chakram prithur atmana satchalat vartarte bhagavan arko yavat tapati go ganai. Synonyms. Asya, of this king, apratihatam, not being impeded, chakram, the circle of influence, Prito, of King Prithu, amanasa achalat, of two manasa mountain, vartate, remains, Bhagavan, the most powerful, arka, sun god, yavat, just as, tapati, shines, goganai, with rays of light. Translation. Just as the sun god expands his shining rays up to the Arctic region without impediment, impedance. The influence of King Prithu will cover all tracts of land up to the Arctic region and will remain undisturbed as long as he lives. Purport. Although the Arctic region is not visible to ordinary persons, the sun shines there without impediment. Just as no one can check the sunshine from spreading all over the universe, no one could check the influence and reign of King Prithu, who would remain undisturbed for as long as he lived. The conclusion is that the sunshine and the sun god cannot be separated, nor could King Prithu and his ruling strength be separated. His rule over everyone would continue without disturbance, thus the king would not be separated, could not be separated from his ruling power. Text 15. Raja Yisyati Yalokam Ayam Atma Vichestitai Atamum Aharajanam Manoranjana Kai Praja. Synonyms. Raja Yisyati will please Yat because Lokam, the entire world, I am this king, Atma personal Vichestitai by activities, Atta therefore, Amum him, Ahu they call Rajanam the king, Mana Rajana Kai, very pleasing to the mind, Praja, the citizens. Translation. The king will please everyone by his practical activities, and all of his citizens will remain very satisfied. Because of this, the citizens will take great satisfaction in accepting him as their ruling king. Text 4.16. Dridavrata Satyadasando Brahmanyo Vridasevaka Sharanya Sarvabhutanam Manado Dinavatsala. Synonyms. Dridavrata, firmly determined, Satyasanda, always situated in truth, Brahmanya, a lover of the Brahminical culture, Vridasevaka, the servitor of the old men, Sharanya, to be taken shelter of, Sarvabhutanam, of all living entities, Manada, one who gives respect to all, Dinavatsal, very kind to the poor and helpless. Translation. The king will be firmly determined and always situated in truth. He will be a lover of the Brahminical culture and will render all service to old men and give shelter to all surrendered souls. Giving respect to all, he will always be merciful to the poor and innocent. Purport. The word Vridasevaka is very significant. Vrida means old men. There are two kinds of old men. One is old by age, another is old by knowledge. This Sanskrit word indicates that one can be older by the advancement of knowledge. King Prithu was very respectful to the Brahmanas, and he protected them. He also protected persons advanced in age. Whatever the king would decide to do, no one would be able to stop. That is called Dridha Sankalpa or Dridhavrata. Text 17. Matir Bhakti Prashtrisu Patnyam Arda Ivatmana Prajasu Prithivachnigda Kinkaro Brahmavadinam. Synonyms. Matri Bhakti, as respectful as one is to his mother. Para Astrishu, to other women. Patnyam, to his own wife Arda, half, Eva, like Atmana of his body. Prajasu, unto the citizens. Prithivat, like a father. Snigda, affectionate. Kinkara, servant. Brahmavadinam. Of the devotees who preach the glories of the Lord. Translation. The king will respect all women as if they were his own mother, and he will treat his own wife as the other half of his body. He will be just like an affectionate father to his citizens, and he will treat himself as the most obedient servant of the devotees who always preach the glories of the Lord. Purport. A learned man treats all women except his wife as his mother, looks on others' property as garbage in the street, and treats others as he would treat his own self. These are the symptoms of a learned person as described by Chanakya Pandit. This should be the standard of education. Education does not mean having academic degrees only. One should execute what he has learned in his personal life. These learned characteristics were verily manifest in the life of King Prithu. Although he was the king, he treated himself as a servant of the Lord's devotees. According to Vedic etiquette, if a devotee came to a king's palace, the king would immediately offer his own seat to him. The word Brahmavadinam is very significant. Brahmavadi refers to the devotees of the Lord. Brahman, Paramatman, Bhagavan are different terms for the Supreme Brahman, and the Supreme Brahman is Lord Krishna. This is accepted in Bhagavad Gita 2:10-12 by Arjuna. Param Dhamma, Param Dhamma. Thus, the word Brahmavadinam refers to the devotees of the Lord. The state should always serve the devotees of the Lord, and the ideal state should conduct itself according to the instructions of the devotee. Because King Prithu followed this principle, he is highly praised. Text 18. Dehinam atmavat prashta saridam nandivardana muktasanga prasangoyam danda panir asadishu. Synonyms: Dehinam, to all living entities having a body. Atmavat, has himself, prashta, considering dear. Saridam, his of his friends. Nandivardana, increasing pleasures. Muktasanga, with persons devoid of all material contamination. Prasanga, intimately associated. I am this king. Dandapani, a chastising hand. Asadushu, to the criminals. Translation: the king will consider all embodied living entities as dear as his own self, and he will always be increasing the pleasure of his friends. He will intimately associate with liberated persons, and he will be a chastising hand to all impious persons. Purport: the word Dehinam refers to those who are embodied. The living entities are embodied in different forms, which number 8,400,000 species. All of these were treated by the king in the same way he would treat himself. In this age, however, so-called kings and presidents do not treat all other living entities as their own self. Most of them are meat-eaters, and even though they may not be meat-eaters or may pose themselves to be very religious and pious, they still allow cow slaughter within their state. Such sinful heads of state cannot actually be popular at any time. Another significant word in this verse is muktasanga prasanga, which indicates that the king was always associating with liberated persons. Text 19. I am tu chakshat bhagavams triadisha kutasta atma kalyava tirna yasmin avidya rachitam nirartakam pasyanti nanatvam api pratitam. Synonyms: I am this king too, went then, Saksha directly, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Triadisha, the master of the three planetary systems, Kutashta, without any change, Atma, the Supersoul, Kalaya, by a partial planetary expansion, Avartina, descended, Yasmin, in whom, Arvidya Rachitam, created by nescience, Nirartakam, without meaning, pasyanti, they see, nanatvam, material variegatedness, api, certainly, pratitam, understood. Translation: this king is the master of the three worlds, and he is directly empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is without change, and he is an incarnation of the Supreme, known as Shakti Veshavatar. Being a liberated soul and completely learned, he sees all material varieties as meaningless because their basic principle is nescience. Purport: the reciters of these prayers are describing the transcendental qualities of Prithu Maharaj. These qualities are summarized in the words Sakshat Bhagavan. This indicates that Maharaj Prithu is directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead and therefore possesses unlimited good qualities. Being an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Maharaj Prithu cannot be equaled in his excellent qualities. The Supreme Personality of God is fully equipped with six kinds of opulences, and King Prithu was also empowered in such a way that he could display these six opulences of the Supreme Personality of God in full. The word kutashta, meaning, quote, without change, end quote, is also very significant. There are two kinds of living entities, nityamukta, nityabada. Nityamukta never forgets his position as the eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of God. One who does never not forget this position and knows that he's part and parcel of the Supreme Lord is Nityamukta. Such a Nityamukta living entity represents the Supersoul as his expansion. As stated in the Vedas, Nityo Nityanam. Thus, the Nityamukta living entity knows that he is an expansion of the Supreme Nitya, or the eternal Supreme Personality of Godhead. Being in such a position, he sees the material world with a different vision. The living entity is who is Nityabada, or eternally conditioned, sees the material varieties as being actually different from one another. In this connection, we should remember that the embodiment of the conditioned soul is considered to be like a dress. One may dress in different ways, but a really learned man does not take dresses in consideration. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 8.15, or 5.18, Vidya Vinaya Sampane Brahmanigavihastini Sini Chaiva Svakecha Pandit Samadarshana. The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned and gentle brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog-eater, outcast, end quote. Thus, a learned man does not look upon the dresses that externally cover the living entity, but sees the pure soul within the varieties of dress and knows very well that the varieties of dress are the creation of nescience. Avidyarachita, being a Shaktivesha avatar, empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prithu Maharaj did not change his spiritual position, and consequently there was no possibility of his viewing the material world as reality. Text 20. I am Bhuvo Mandalam Odayadhar Goptaika Viro Naradevanata Astaya Jaitram Ratam Atachapa Pashyashate Dakshinato Yatarka. Synonyms. I am this king, Bhuva, of the world, Mandalam, of the globe, Audayadre, from the mountain where the first appearance of the sun is visible. Gopta will protect Eka uniquely, Vira, powerful, heroic, Naradev, of all kings, gods, and human society, Nata, the master, Astaya, being situated on, Jaitram, victorious, Ratam, his chariot, Atachapa, holding the bow, Parasyate, he will circumambulate, Dakshinata, from the southern side, Yata, like Arka, the sun. Translation, this king, being uniquely powerful and heroic, will have no competitor. He will travel around the globe on his victorious chariot, holding his invincible bow in his hand, and appear exactly like the sun, which rotates in its own orbit from the south. Purport. In this verse, the word Yatarka indicates that the sun is not fixed, but is rotating in its orbit, which is set by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita and also in other parts of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that the sun rotates in its own orbit at the rate of 16,000 miles per second. Similarly, the Brahma Samhita states, Yashignaya Brahmati Sambhriti Kala Chakra. The sun rotates in its own orbit according to the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The conclusion is that the sun is not fixed in one place. As far as Prithu Maharaj is concerned, it is indicated that his ruling power would extend all over the world. The Himalaya mountains from which the sunrise is first seen are called Udayachala or Odayadri. It is herein indicated that Prithu Maharaj's reign over the world would cover the Himalaya mountains and extend to the borders of all oceans and seas. In other words, his reign would cover the whole entire planet. Another significant word in this verse is Naradev. As described in the previous verses, the qualified king, and be he King Prithu or any other king who rules over the state as an ideal king, should be understood to be God in human form. According to Vedic culture, the king is honored as the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he represents Narayan, who also gives protection to the citizens. Therefore, he is Nata, or the proprietor. Even Sanatana Goswami gave respect to the Nawab Hasan Shah as Naradev, although the Nawab was a Mohammedan. A king or governmental head must therefore be competent to rule over the states that the citizens will worship him as God in human form. That is the perfectional stage for the head of any government or state. Text 21. Asmai nripala kila tatra tatra balim harisyanti shalako pala mamsyanta esham stia adi rajam chakra yudam tadya yasa udharantya. Synonyms. Asmai, unto him, nripala, all the kings, kila, certainly, tatra tatra, here and there, balim presentations, harasyanti, will offer, saw, with, lokapala, the demigods, mamsyante, will consider esham of these kings, striya, wives, adirajam, the original king, chakrayudam, bearing the disc weapon, tat, his, yesha, reputation, udarantya, carrying on. Translation, when the king travels all over the world, other kings, as well as the demigods, will offer him all kinds of presentations. Their queens will also consider him the original king who carries in his hands the emblems of club and disc, and will sing of his fame, and for he will be as reputable as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. As far as reputation is concerned, King Prithu is already known as the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word Adi Rajam means the original king. The original king is Narayan, O Lord Vishnu. People do not know that the original king, or Narayan, is actually the protector of all living entities, as confirmed in the Vedas Eko Bahunam Yovedatikaman, Katha Upanishad 2.2.13. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is maintaining all living entities. The king, or Nardev, is his representative. As such, the king's duty is to personally supervise the distribution of wealth for the maintenance of all living entities. If he does so, he will be as reputable as Narayan. As mentioned in this verse, Tadvasha, Prithu Maharaj was actually carrying with him the reputation of the personality of God, Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he was actually reigning over the world in that capacity. Text 22. Ayam Mahim Gam Dududhe Diraj Diraja Prajapatir Vita Kara Prajanam Yo Lila Yadrin Shvasharasa Kotya Bindan Samun Garam Gam Akarad Yatendra. Synonyms. I am this king, Mahim, the earth, Gum, in the form of a cow, Duduhe, will milk, Adhiraja, extraordinary king, Prajapati, progenitor of mankind, Ritikara, providing living facility, Prajanam, of the citizens, Ya, one who, Lilaya, simply by pastimes, Adrin, mountains and hills, Shasharasa, of his bow, Kotya, by the pointed end, Bindan, breaking, Saman, level, Gam, the earth, Akarot, will make Ayata as Indra, the king of heaven, Indra. Translation, this king, this protector of the citizens, is an extraordinary king and is equal to the Prajapati demigods. For the living facility of all citizens, he will milk the earth, which is like a cow. Not only that, but he will level the surface of the earth by the pointed ends of his bow, breaking all the hills exactly as King Indra, the heavenly king, breaks mountains with his powerful thunderbolt. Text 23. Vishpurjayan Ivag Eja Gavan Danu Svayam Yada Charat Shamam Ivishayan Ajo Tadat Nili Yur Dishi Dishi Asanto Lagulam Udyamya Yatamirgendra. Synonyms. Vishpurjayan, vibrating Avagavam, made of the horns of goats and buffaloes, bulls. Danu, his bow, Svayam, personally, Yada, when, Acharat, will travel, Shmum, on the earth, Avishayam, irresistible, Ajo, in battle, Tada, at that time, Lilayu, will hide themselves, Dishi Dishi, in all directions, Ashanta, demoniac men, Lungulam, tail, Adyamnya, keeping high, Yata, as, Mrigendra, the lion. Translation, when the lion travels in the forest with its tail turned upward, all menial animals hide themselves. Similarly, when King Prithu will travel over his kingdom and vibrate the string of his bow, which is made of the horns of goats and bulls and is irresistible in battle, all demonic roves and thieves will hide themselves in all directions. Purport. It is very appropriate to compare a powerful king like Prithu to a lion. In India, Kshatriya kings are still called Singh, which means lion. Unless rogues, thieves, and other demonic people in the state are afraid of the executive head who rules the kingdom with a strong hand, there cannot be peace or prosperity in the state. Thus, it is most regrettable when a woman becomes the executive head of state instead of a lion-like king. Such a situation, the people are considered very unfortunate. Text 24. Esho Shamedvam Satam Ajadhara Sharasvati Padur Bhaviyatra Aharsid Yasyaharya Purandara Satakrastu Charame Vatramani. Synonyms. Esho, this king, Ashamvedan, sacrifices known as Ashwamedha, Satam 100, Ajahara will perform, Sarasvati, the river and the name Sarasvati, Padura Bhavi, became manifest, Yatra, where a harshit will steal, Yasya, whose Hayam horse, Purandara, the Lord Indra, Sutakratu, who performed 100 sacrifices, Chakrame, while the last sacrifice, Vartamani, is occurring. Translation. At the source of the river Saraswati, this king will perform 100 sacrifices known as Ashwamedha. In the course of the last sacrifice, the heavenly king Indra will steal the sacrificial horse. Text 25. Esha Sva Samupave Sametya Sanat Kumara Bhagavat Bantam Ekam Aradhya Bhaktyala Bhatamalam Taj Jnanam Yato Brahma Padam Param Vidanti synonyms. Esha, this king, Svat Sadma of his palace, Upavani, in the garden, Sametya, meeting, Sanat Kumaram, Sanat Kumar, Bhagavantam, the worshipable, Ekam alone, Aradhya, worshipping, Bhaktya with devotion, Alabhata, he will achieve, Amalam, without contamination, taught that, Jnanam, Jnanam, transcendental knowledge, Yata, by which Brahma, spirit, Param, supreme, transcendental, Vedanti, they enjoy, they know. Translation, King Prithu will meet Sanat Kumar, one of those four Kumars, in the garden of his palace compound. The king will worship him with devotion, will be fortunate to receive instructions by which one can enjoy transcendental bliss. Purport. The word Vedanti refers to one who knows something or enjoys something. When a person is properly instructed by a spiritual master and understands transcendental bliss, he enjoys life. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 18:54, Brahmabhuta prashanatmana shochati na kankshati. When one attains the Brahman platform, he neither hankers nor laments, and he actually partakes of transcendental blissful enjoyment. Although King Prithu was an incarnation of Vishnu, he nonetheless taught the people of in his kingdom to take instructions from a spiritual master who represents the disciple succession. Thus one can become fortunate and enjoy a blissful life even within this material world. In this verse, the verb Vedanti is sometimes taken to mean understanding. Thus, when a person understands Brahman, or the supreme source of everything, he enjoys a blissful life. Text 26. Tatra tatra gidas tashta iti vishruta vikrama shosyati atma shrita gata pritu pritu parakrama. Synonyms, tatra, tatra, here and there, gira, words, ta-ta, many, various, iti, thus, vishruta vikrama, he whose chivalrous activities are widely reputed, shrosyati, will hear, atma ashrita, about himself, gata, songs, narrations, Prithu, King Prithu, Prithu parakrama, distinctly powerful. Translation, in this way, when the chivalrous activities of King Prithu come to be known to the people in general, King Prithu will always hear about himself and his uniquely powerful activities. Purport. To artificially advertise oneself and thus enjoy a so-called reputation is a kind of conceit. Prithu Maharaj was famous amongst the people because of his chivalrous activities. He did not have to advertise himself artificially. One's factual reputation cannot be covered. Text 27. Disho vijitya pritirudha chakra svatejaso patita loka shalya shura surendrayar upagiyamana manodhu bhovo bhavita patir bhuva. Synonyms. Disha, all directions. Vijitya, a conquering. Apritirudha, without check, chakra, his influence or power, svatejasa, by his own prowess, upatita, recruited, loka shalya, the miseries of the citizens, sura, of demigods, asura, of demons, indrai, by the chiefs, upagyamana, being glorified, maha anubhava, the great soul, bhavita, he will become, pati, the lord, bhuva, of the world. Translation. No one will be able to disobey the orders of Maharaj Prithu. After conquering the world, he will completely eradicate the threefold miseries of the citizens. Then he will be recognized all over the world. At that time, both the Suras and the Asuras will undoubtedly glorify his magnanimous activities. Purport. At the time of Maharaj Prithu, the world was ruled by one emperor, and although there were many subordinate states. Just as there are many United States within in various parts of the world, in olden days the entire world was ruled through many states, but there was a supreme emperor who ruled all over all subsidiary states. As soon as there were some discrepancies in the maintenance of the Varnashram system, the emperor would immediately take charge of the small states. The word upatita loka shalya indicates that Maharaj Prithu was completely uprooted the miseries of his citizens. The word shalya means piercing thorns. There are many kinds of miserable thorns that pierce the citizens of the state, but all competent rulers, even up to the reign of Mars Yudhisthira, uprooted all the miserable conditions of the citizens. It is stated that during the reign of Mars Yudhisthira, there did not even exist severe cold or scorching heat, nor did the citizens suffer from any kind of mental anxiety. This is the standard of good government. Such a peaceful and prosperous government, devoid of anxiety, was established by Prithu Maharaj. Thus, the inhabitants of both saintly and demonic planets were all engaged in glorifying the activities of Maharaj Prithu. Persons or nations anxious to spread their influence all over the world should consider this point. If one is able to eradicate completely the threefold miseries of the citizens, he should aspire to rule the world. One should not aspire to rule for any political or diplomatic consideration. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 4th canto, 16th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, Praise of King Prithu by the Professional Reciters, end quote.